driving.
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me one of these concerns which one of these concerns is one of the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County supervisor. Jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, housing affordability, water policy, parental rights in educational, in education, other, none, or you don't know.
Well, first of all, most of those, and it's a huge, gigantic, long list, so unless I got them in front of me, can't remember all of them from the first point to the last point.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll repeat them to you, ma'am. Jobs and wages, inflation.
That's important. And homeless is important. And other things, they're all important. They all are needed.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Stephen Brando, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard of, don't know.
I've heard of him, and yes, he's very favorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Bottom of the barrel.
You don't know?
Oh, I know him. He's our governor, and he's the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
He's trying to destroy everything.
Would you say very favorable?
Extreme unfavorable, or whatever. You can go past extreme in that negative direction. That works, too.
Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable. Very
do you not understand the direction of the extreme unfavorable?
No, okay. What about Joe Biden?
Extreme unfavorable.
Okay.
He's trying to destroy the United States.
What about Paul Dictus?
Who?
Paul Dictus.
I'd have to double check on him. Don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
I usually don't keep a lot of them in my brain.
What about Gary Bredfeld? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I'd have to double check, but I think he's in the favorable section.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very
favorable? I don't know. I don't keep up on them consistently all the time. Some I do, some I don't. Every time the election comes around, I sit down and I start looking again. Too much other stuff to remember.
Would you leave the opinion in neutral at the moment, somewhat favorable?
Slightly more in the favorable section.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Absolutely, yes. The highest you could go.
Yeah, okay. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictus, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member Bryce Herrera, and Steve Brando, County Supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote? Paul,
no idea, because I haven't had a chance to sit down and investigate all of them again. Double check to see what they've been doing.
Okay.
Because there's a whole lot of time between one year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So every year I double check to see what their voting records are.
What
and then listen to other people who check them out.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean? Paul Dictos, CPA and County.
Well, first of all, it's not for today, and you're too early to ask my question for me.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think he's doing excellent. I mean, there's a couple of people I keep up on.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredderfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think good because I can't remember exactly all of it off the top of my head.
Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each. Please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. As a candidate, who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Majority time, that would be good.
Would you say
It depends on some of the other things that they have. If they go with the teachers' unions, the answer is no. It all depends on what they do. You know, you're just not something that you can throw the hat out there. My biggest thing is the teachers' union has way too much control around here.
Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely?
I already told you. Forget it.
Okay, a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library? Hello, ma'am.